Phil Conlon is here. How are you doing, Phil?
Yes, good afternoon, Phil.
He has a Wednesday show, Classical Underground, 6 to 8. We were raising with something the issue with Dinah Johnson, which is close to our thoughts. That is that the so-called left, and we have to use words like this now, we have to qualify, are not noting or actually repressing the information that there are real fascists in East Europe. They're not shy. This is what they call in the real McCoy. They now feel that they can put up monuments to themselves. These were people involved in murdering Jews and Roma and supporting Nazism. And we see them in Ukraine. We see them in the Baltics. Phil, you had one. Something has happened in Poland.
Yes, there was a very ugly demonstration by one of these groups in Poland. They're called the National Radical Camp, ONR in its Polish acronym. And they, of course, were a group that was active in the 1930s as an ally of the fascist movements in the rest of Europe, were suppressed in the years of the Polish Democratic Republic, or Workers' Republic, whatever they called it. And then they sprouted up like a mushroom in 1993. And they had a demonstration in Warsaw this week, which the New York Times and Toronto Star didn't tell us about.
Might have been a Tolls tool.
Yeah. but RT certainly reported it, and Abruptly, which is RT's video news service, has a really very stunning footage of it. Marching in formation in black uniforms. They were all the guys with shaved heads and with this insignia.
And there was a protest against that.
Yes, and there was a counter protest. Absolutely, the Polish left was out. Portions of them tried to actually sit in the road and block the demonstrators, but the police protected the demonstration and pushed the left wingers out of the way.
Yeah. Now let's recall that once again this year at the United Nations there was a General Assembly resolution to condemn the glorification of Nazism. And the promotion of neo-Nazism.
Yes, there was.
And United States and Ukraine voted against that.
And Canada.
Did Canada? I thought they might have abstained.
I think there was three. There were three.
We'll look into it. I know that they always wobble.
Yeah.
But this is outrageous.
Yeah.
See, the whole country. I mean, it's very – we all understand why that's happening, except that we're not – I don't hear anything from our – foreign minister or our prime minister about this phenomenon. Instead, people, you know, they look at Marine Le Pen. They say, ah, you see, Marine Le Pen is a fascist. Marine Le Pen, says there was a coup in Kiev and reactionaries, shoot that word, came to power. That's very clear that they did. They now name streets after Mr. Bandera, who was opposed to the anti-Hitler alliance. And indeed, he served the Hitler side of that, as did Chrystia Freeland's grandfather. This is the part that people tell me, you know, oh, they care about. Now, let's address the immediate question. Why are we allowing an anti-democratic phenomenon, that is a coup, which ripped up the agreement that they had for a democratic and peaceful resolution, instead used violence in the streets of one city, Kiev, to take over and then to start this extremely belligerent attitude towards Russia, which is a situation which calls for cool heads and diplomacy, but that isn't what we're getting.
And, you know, NATO, of course, is looking the other way and going, you know, it has nothing to do with us. Meanwhile, they're putting troops in some of the very countries right now that where this activity is going on.
Yes.
Canada is sending troops to Latvia, but they decided to delay the deployment a month because Latvia is going to have its big demonstration of nostalgic World War II era fascists in mid-May. So the Canadian troops are going to arrive after that's over. So yeah, no, nobody gets embarrassed.
Streets
by it.
Have been washed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, that's what's most concerning is we're getting these the phenomenon mainly of repression, repressed information. They're working overtime to make sure we don't know about things, in my opinion. For example, the Globe and Mail about 6 months ago had found a heroic woman pilot. She was Ukrainian. When I say Ukraine, I mean really the right wing based in Lvov. Is that – I got the right city. Sometimes it's Limburg, then it's Lvov. Yeah, there is various pronunciations.
Limburg is gone.
Limburg is gone. So the – she was everybody's hero. And everybody demanded. She had been captured by the Russians, accused, I think, of spying. I forget the circumstances under which she was picked up. So she, of course, was quite militant and was nasty to the Russians, and everybody thought that was wonderful. But now she's come back to Ukraine, and she has been elected to parliament. So she gave an interview recently in which she began to talk about Jews, except she didn't use that word. She used really old-fashioned, vicious, racist language and was quite, you know, unashamedly. There's nobody in Canada said what is going on that you have a member of your legislature who talks that way? And no one there – she hasn't withdrawn these remarks. Actually, in Ukraine apparently nobody's bothered by such things. That's – again, once again, this is the dangerous part. These are the real – these are actual Nazis. And they don't – they have no compunction. But here we're getting this, the phenomenon of the one who the most blind person is the one who refuses to see, and the most deaf is the one who refuses to hear. And the Globe and Mail isn't helping me out with this. And she didn't make page one here, and nobody said maybe the Canadian Foreign Ministry ought to say something, ask a few questions, a lot of money, a lot of aid, a lot of pats on the back go to that country. But Diana Johnson's her essay, Counterpunch, April 21st and then April 27, addresses these things. We ought to be fighting the real Nazis because they're there. Instead of this strange situation we have in France where the left now believes in humanitarian intervention. They want to invade former colonial countries. A big advance for them is they want to arrest the leaders and put them on trial in a European court called the International Criminal Court. That's where what they italicized the left is, which is to say there isn't actually a left. It just is not. And so there's – but we're going to follow that election very closely. This is going to be one heck of a week in France. And by the way, Jeremy Corbyn, for all our listeners, you should know, is his numbers are rising. And all this stuff about he doesn't have a chance, already there's concern and sweat coming off the right wing of Britain. This is the Taylor Report. It is CIUT 89.5 FM. I guess we'll take a brief break, and we will come back, and we hope, and talk to Helen Williams.